After more than 30 years of bloody sectarian strife and some 7 years after the historic peace treaty, the decommissioning of the IRA's massive arsenal of weapons is complete. General de Chastelin, the chairman of the International Commission on Decommissioning, was joined in Belfast by the independent church leaders chosen to oversee the destruction of the weapons, Redemptorist Father Alec Reid and Methodist minister the Reverend Harold Good. In the darkest days of Northern Ireland's civil conflict, churchmen often stood as the only trusted parties. The conflict in Northern Ireland was brought to an end by the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. However, it's been a rocky road since. The region's democratic institutions have frequently been in suspension, and there have been sporadic fresh outbreaks of violence. Despite the jubilation in Belfast, many pro-British unionists are underwhelmed. The word of the church leaders is not enough. They have demanded photographic evidence, evidence that the IRA would never provide, fearing that it may be used in propaganda to humiliate the group. It still remains to be seen whether the disarmament will be enough to please the hardline Protestants led by the Reverend Ian Paisley. His Democratic Unionist Party is the region's largest political party and will be key to any deal designed to restore democracy to the region. The British and Irish Prime Ministers have welcomed the announcement and are expected to travel to Northern Ireland in coming days to chair a fresh round of talks in re-establishing devolved government. It'll be a long road ahead, but it seems that, once and for all, the gun may well have been removed from Irish politics. In Northern Ireland, for Vatican Radio, I'm Michael Kelly.